From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, September 28th, 2020. The director of the state CDC says out-of-state visitors have not transmitted high levels of coronavirus in Maine. Appearing on Maine Calling today, Dr. Nirav Shah said that of about 10,000 visitors who've received tests for COVID-19, just 258 have tested positive.
Indeed, the increases that we have seen in York County, Oxford County, and other parts of the state are related to individuals within Maine, not individuals from other states.
Shah says he remains deeply concerned about the recent spike in cases in York County, where the CDC is tracking 16 outbreaks. It's also investigating an outbreak of about 24 cases at the ND paper mill in Oxford County. Proponents of creating a publicly owned electric utility in Maine want to take the issue to voters. A group of Southern Maine lawyers, business people, and environmental advocates submitted a request for a citizen's petition with the Secretary of State earlier this month. If enough signatures are collected, voters would be asked whether they want to create a nonprofit consumer-owned utility to buy out and replace the state's two major transmission companies, CMP and Versant. And state officials have authorized the University of Maine to remove from a building the name of a former president who played a large role in the country's eugenics movement. Clarence C. Little presided over the school in the early 1920s, and a lecture hall was named after him in 1966. But Little also led organizations that included the American Eugenics Society and advocated for anti-immigration policies. He also testified in support of the tobacco industry. At a board meeting today, UMaine President Joan Farini-Mundy said that while Little made positive contributions to science, she and a university committee recommended that his name should be replaced.
This is not in any way meant to be a sanitization of the past. We acknowledge this piece of our past. It's a piece of the history of the University of Maine. And history allows us, on looking back, to learn more about current times and to learn about ourselves. So we do have a plan for material to be posted in the hall when it is renamed to acknowledge what its name was for that period.
Earlier this year, Little's name was also removed from an auditorium at Bar Harbor's Jackson Laboratory, which he helped to found. Looking at weather tonight, foggy and warm with some areas of light drizzle and lows in the high 50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, warm and cloudy. Very humid with a slight chance of occasional showers and highs in the high 60s to the high 70s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about suicide risk during the pandemic. I'm Nora Flaherty.